The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're ready to listen to a fun show. I'm ready for a fun show. I'm always ready for a fun show. But you know what? It is the month of September, and I'm just excited. So many things. The fishing is closer. The rivers are getting better. Crappies will be in the shallower soon. I'm hearing geese flying overhead. I saw sandhill cranes walking along a little ditch near a road one day. I mean, it's just a magnificent month, September and October. November, it starts getting a little colder and things get a little different out there. But, you know, pretty soon the creator will be out there with this palette of colors, painting all those trees, magnificent colors. I'm just excited about that. Oh, man, I'm just getting excited thinking about it, okay? Hey, who's on today's show? Let me think about who's on today's show. Well, first of all, we have Captain Tony. That's right, our good buddy Captain Tony's going to be on the show, and he's going to be sitting on the dock by his boat. We always laugh about that on Lake Michigan. Then Colin Crawford is coming on the program from Crawford's Guide Service in Eagle River, Wisconsin. He's going to talk to us about how fishing is lining up for the next month and a half, 2 months up north. Up north, yeah, hey there, you know, up north in Wisconsin. I have to get up there. Okay. I'm starting to drift off already. Then Tom Workman of Workman's Guide Service in Western Michigan. He's based in Grand Rapids, but fishes all and guides all the big rivers for whatever's happening right there. He'll take you to it. We're talking about the Grand River, the Muskegon, the White, the St. Joe, the Pine, the Manistee, and all kinds of rivers that are up there. And, you know, some of those big lakes that the rivers are attached to before they go into Lake Michigan. But, you know, he really specializes on salmon and smallmouth, steelhead, walleye. And you can also go fly fishing or spin rod fishing with him. So, I mean, you know, he has it all on his boat for you to try. That's what I think is cool. And he's great with novices and experienced anglers. So if you have some younger person on your boat, or maybe a person who's never gone fishing, you may want to call Tom up and set something up, because that sounds like you would have a great time with him. Then in our last segment of the program, of course, we're going to have, who else, the Aiden Fishing Report from Western Michigan. I have no idea where he's at, because when I read the report, that's when I know where he's at. But I'm going up to stop and see him this weekend, so I'm pretty excited about that. That'll be a good time. And let's see, what else have we got there? I know October 15th is going to be the opening of inland trout season for Illinois anglers, with like 59 different spots to go fishing. I mean, there is so much between inland fishing, Lake Michigan fishing. Diamond Ghost, they're still getting full limits of fish. I mean, we're getting fat coho out there, but we'll talk to Tony in a little bit, and we'll get the latest information from him. But I'm pretty excited about all the things that are going out there that you can enjoy. Now let's hear from Captain Tony, sitting on the dock of the bay.
Hey, good morning, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing okay, my friend. So, I mean, we are set up for a beautiful weather weekend here. Next week, it sounds like it's still going to be good, a little bit on the warm side. Nothing wrong with that, but that means we can get out and do some salmon fishing. People need to call Diamond Ghost Charters up.
Oh, yeah. We've been still running off a little bit offshore, and we are still seeing some big coho, some rainbows, and, of course, some Lakers. Once in a while, we catch some of them kings, but otherwise, fishing's really good right now.
Yeah. I've seen some of those photos that you've posted of, you know, people on board. I mean, those coho have got shoulders on front of that dorsal fin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're hard to keep on. I tell you, when you hook up on them, you know, they fight so hard, they just rip off. Nothing they're doing wrong or nothing like that, but it's a strong fish, and I tell you what, there's a few of them out there that are brutes.
Oh, they just must be. You know, you are hearing about salmon being close to shore for the shore fishermen, and yes, some of, you know, there's a lot of fish out there, but and those fish are coming in. A lot of them are darker colored now. They turn that color because they're just getting closer to spawn?
Yeah, yeah, they're super mature. They're going to come in, spawn, die, do the motions, you know. But, yeah, some of the shore fishermen are catching a few. I've been hearing sporadic reports, but, yeah, there are a few coming in. You know, they should be coming in. We should be fishing closer, but, hey, it's fishing.
It's fishing, and as a matter of fact, you know, when you said that, you know, you're running out to, you know, over 150 feet of water to find, but you're finding good, fresh silvers and, you know, nice colored Lakers and stuff. So the fish you're getting are high quality. I mean, they're nowhere near looking to come into spawn yet.
No, the fish we're tagging out offshore are usually next year's fish. You know, they're migrating through, hanging out in certain areas. But, yeah, they're quality fish we're catching. You know, we did take a 20-pound Laker last week, and really nice fish out there.
Yeah. Hey, is you still going with, you know, flashy spoons, silver spoons, flies and dodgers? What else?
Yeah, I'm using some UV spoons, some old-school spoons, some monkey pukes, and some blueberry muffins, some old-school stuff I had laying around. Seems like they're taking a few fish up on top. Yeah, but dodgers and flies, metal dodgers, plastic dodgers, mix it up a little bit. Little boy blue flies, white flies. What else do I got running out? Green crinkle flies are working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I mix it up, you know, if something stops working, I'll change it up, you know,
yeah.
White blade with a green fly or a white blade with a white fly, you know.
Cool.
Definitely, you know, if you're not getting bites, switch your program up, and if you're not getting bites only once in a while, speed up or slow down, you know, something's going to trigger up fish.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you to get a weekday charter, which is, to me, some of the best time to go fishing, you know, because you can get your limit a lot quicker timing. What's the best way to get a hold of Diamond Ghost Charters?
I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. If I'm not here, please leave a message. Visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com.
Sounds good to me. And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghosts?
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay.
Watching the fishies swim away. They're still falling off, I'll tell you that much, guys.
Yeah.
They're still falling off out there. But, hey, good luck and good fishing.
Thanks much, Tony. That's Diamond Ghost Charters, Captain Tony. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is now taking deposits for the 2023 London Low Boats. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and the Waterworks Marine wants you to get the boat of your dreams and get on the water and enjoy a day with your friends and family. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or any of those water fun towable items, only make one stop at Waterworks and get on the water faster. Give them a call at 708-798-9700
or go to waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, fishermen, come to the largest fishing yard sale of new and used fishing gear you can ever imagine on October 8th and 9th at 3 South 375 Herrick Road in Warrenville, Illinois. From 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., you'll find new and used fishing rods, reels, lures, still in their packaging, of all types, and even antique fishing items for collectors. There is something for everyone. 50% of all proceeds will be going to youth fishing programs in the area. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I got me a bass boat equipped to the max. Jail coat and sparkle, she's my waterproof Caroline. She'd see her out on the flats. I got high-tech equipment, rides and reels.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and, well, we're heading up to the far Northland, the land of sky blue waters. God, I think I'm doing a Hams beer commercial. We've got Colin Crawford on the phone here, who has Colin Crawford's Guide Service. Colin, how are you this morning?
Good, good.
Colin, we're getting into, you know, I mean, it's any day you go out fishing is a good day. I don't care what time it is. It's a good day to go out fishing. But this is the time of the year when fish are bulking up just mass-wise because they know that pending cold weather's coming, et cetera. And, you know, so what are some of these, you know, fish that you chase all over? You have such a long list. You're not just an Eagle River guy. You know, you do Sugar Camps, Three Lakes, the Land of Lakes, Eagle River Chain, Phelps, Conover. I think I missed somebody in there, too, but... You do a lot of different lakes, so I mean, did I miss one of the lakes, Colin?
We have 1,427 lakes just in Vilas County up here. So doing this quite a long time, and I don't know if I've even hit 100 of those lakes. But there's a lot to be done, but I sort of keep my focus on the northeast corner of Vilas County,
mm-hmm. which is a great place to keep your, you know, eye on in my books.
Yep.
Hey. Colin, with the like I said, with
things cooling down, you know, the maples turning colors and this looking beautiful. I mean, what are these fish doing? Because people are scratching their heads because they don't know, you know, what are the walleye doing there for the next couple of months?
Right now, the walleyes have transitioned from out of the weed edges. Weed edges, the weeds are starting to die on the Eagle River chain. Obviously, it's not a, being the dark colored water that it is, weeds don't grow that deep anyway.
Yeah.
They have close to a six foot weed line.
Mm-hmm.
So they get affected first as far as the smaller, you know, the shallower water lakes. So they have moved over to some hard bottoms, some deeper edges, probably like the first break, somewhere between 8 and 15 foot. And that's where they are now. They've been for the last few weeks anyway. And they will stay there until the water temperatures start dropping. We've had a beautiful August, and the first part of September was nice and warm. So we were still in the 70s as far as water temperatures go.
Mm-hmm.
We are starting to get in the high 60s now, and that's going to keep those walleyes right in that 8 to 15 foot on the hard bottom areas.
Mm-hmm.
As the temperatures decrease, water temperatures decrease, they will start heading towards the holes in the Eagle River chain, and they will stack on the edges of those for a while. And then when waters get down into the 50s, they will go in those holes. Mm-hmm. And we're going to transition from jigs and half crawlers to ice up, which will be jigs and minnows.
Mm-hmm.
We have extra large fathead at some bait shops. Some bait shops call them toughies, but they are just extra large fatheads, and mm-hmm. that would be the choice for these walleyes to be used from now until ice up. Just make sure you keep following them a little deeper. You know, sunny days are, you know, they're going to be a little deeper on you. And as far as early mornings or evenings, you know, they'll come up on the shelves and feed a little bit. But for the most part, people are going to be out because it's going to be chillier out. That sun feels pretty good when you're out fishing, you know, middle of the day.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes, it does, yeah. You may start the day out with your heavier jacket on and gloves and a hat, and, you know, you get towards midday, let's take the jacket off, let's, you know. Well, that's interesting about the walleye. And the fish are going to do what they're going to do, right?
Yep.
And you just have to put yourself in the place where they're doing it. I think that's a big key there. Now, the other thing... what a lot of people do, the fish of 10,000 casts. Well, I don't believe that either. But, you know, I think if you're a good fisherman, you can catch them a little bit easier. The muskie, which so many lakes in northern Wisconsin, people are chasing muskies and stuff like that. And especially as the temperature cools down and it gets a little bit cooler in the water, like you mentioned, those muskies are going to get a little bit, you know, pumped up.
Yeah, well, that's what time of year it is. You know, the good Lord, from what I understand, I'm no biologist, but the good Lord didn't give them anything to be able to reason with. They just know that when water starts dropping, they got to start feeding.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of put muskies and largemouth in the same category as far as warmer water fish.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to feed more when the waters are warmer and start bulking up when it starts dropping, because once ice hits the lakes, as far as fish being caught through the ice, you know, largemouth aren't really big numbers, and muskies are very, very few in numbers as far as fish that come through the ice. So
yeah.
they're not out on the hunt through the ice, you know, during ice season as much as northern's walleyes, perch, crappies,
mm-hmm.
and so on. So they have to get there. They have to get there full before ice up, and then you know, their metabolism just goes down to nothing. So that's what they live off of, is their body mass through the winter.
Yeah, and we're not talking about ice fishing right now, but we will talk about ice fishing with Colin when we get into a little bit more, you know, colder temperatures, probably after deer season. but the thing is, when I will never forget this. I was fishing with a friend of mine who had the camera, and it was literally I was bouncing a live minnow off the nose of a fish that I'm looking at on this TV camera. And this fish just sat there and looked at it like it was either on drugs or didn't care. You know, it was like, huh? Okay, you're a minnow. All right, what am I supposed to do? But you're right. The metabolism drops. Everything slows down in nature when it gets a little bit cooler. And and even in the summertime and spring and fall, you know, the fish's brain is only about the size of your pinky fingernail, basically. And even big muskies, you know, they only want to do three things. They want to eat, they want to survive, and they want to make babies. That's all a fish wants to do in life. They can't reason, like you said. You know, the Lord didn't give them that point to, oh, let me think about this. Do I want that red and white lure, or do I want that pink lure? You know. Sorry, I got off on my tangent there. But you know, what are some of your favorite baits for the fall for muskies?
From here on going out, your bigger jerk baits. You know, if they're off the hard edges. You know, I don't mind throwing big cranks, like depth raiders or something that have a big lip on them to get down to that 15-foot range off the edge there where you're not going to get tangled up in all the weeds. And, you know, that just gets frustrating when you're fishing. But if they're coming up, and they will be up in the shallow waters once this water's temperature starts to cool off a little bit more, top water in the fall is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Jerk baits that go a foot underwater, you know, because we still have the weeds might be dying, but they're still upright. So you want to stay out of those. So, you know, yeah, Mann's makes what they call a minus one. Mm-hmm. You know, you have your Suix. There's just numerous jerk baits out there in the darker colored waters that we have up here, on the Eagle River chain anyway. You know, things with orange bottoms. You know, again, the top of the lure, the fish doesn't look at the top of the lure. You know, we do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, orange bottoms, things that are going to reflect, things are going to leave good silhouettes in the, you know, against the sky.
Yeah.
That we have. Rubber, a lot of people are still throwing some big rubber, you know, Medusas, things like that. I'm leaving that up for the young guys because my shoulders can't do that anymore. But, you know, and then comes the live bait time. It's time to start dragging what we call sausages, you know, the suckers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always need to put one or two of those out. Now, within the last few years, with the new rules of being able to troll up here, we don't get in trouble like we used to, because if we put a sucker out behind the boat and we were on our trolling motor casting, we were actually trolling. And for a while, that was against the law. Even that style of fishing, because we were motor driven and we were trolling a bait. So, but now with we're allowed to have one rod per person in the boat for trolling. So now we can put suckers out and people can be at the front of the boat casting while I watch the sucker rigs in the back and hope for the best. We want to hear those reels start clicking off, you know.
Yeah. And anything about crappie and stuff like that you know, prepare for fall, because you know those are always nice to come home with a Ziploc bag full of crappie fillets.
Yeah, our crappies right now, warm cold, these warm front, cold fronts, they're in the weeds, they're off the edge of the weeds, they're in the weeds, they're off the edge of the weeds. What's going to be nice here is once weeds get out of the picture and temperatures start falling a little bit more quickly, they will start stacking. And crappies, if you're used to looking at a locator, crappies look like they stack like a Christmas tree almost. So if you see a lot of fish down there and it's sort of shaped like a Christmas tree, mark that spot, get back on it, get your slip bobbers out and start fishing, because they're going to be on the edges of these holes, and they sort of follow the walleyes right into the holes when it gets as it gets colder.
Mm-hmm.
So you're catching walleyes. The next jig, you could be catching a crappie.
Wow.
It's a wonderful thing, like you said, to come home with a Ziploc bag full of crappie fillets. You know, we fish them all summer long. I don't have an issue with them. My clients don't have an issue with them. There are the antis that that only fish crappies in the spring and the fall because they think it's too soft of a meat, you know, to deal with in the summer. But, well, I tell you, you're missing out on some good summer for eating if you're not going to eat crappies during the summer.
It's more for me and you, Colin. Hey, if somebody's going to go out with you on a guide trip with, excuse me, Colin Crawford's, guide service, I mean, obviously you need to bring your clothing that you need, rain gear. What else should they bring on their trip?
And I leave that up to them as far as if we're going to do a full day guide job, I need to know whether they're going to bring a lunch or we're going to go stop for lunch. Mm-hmm. So I can bring my lunch. You need your fishing license, and that's it. We've all have horror stories about, the people wanting to bring their own rod and reel, and it's happened. I've had 25, 26 inch walleyes up to the boat, and the guy's line break, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he just gives me his rod. I give him my rod, and I put his rod away. And I said, this is why I don't want your stuff with me, because, I don't know the last time. You remember Kmart used to sell that mono fishing line for $1.99 for 50,000 yards of this real bright blue stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, people still have that on their rods. And when you open up the bale, it jumps off like a slinky.
Yeah.
I prefer to use my equipment. I know when my lines have been changed, and if you lose a fish, that's on me.
Right.
Not on you thinking it was on me. Yeah.
And I really think you just said a very important thing, and I've been promoting that a lot. Anytime I talk to a guide on the air on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, when you're going out with somebody, yes, you have, this is my favorite, expensive rod and reel that I use twice a year or whatever. Maybe use it 300 times a year. But, I mean, the guide has it all set, rigged, ready to go. You may have nicks in your line that you don't know about, and the guide is always stripping line off of his to make sure he's got fresh line attached to the hook. Use the guide stuff. That's why he's got it. Or she's got it, because there's some female guides out there. I mean, use their stuff because it's ready to go and catch that fish of a lifetime for yourself, right?
Yes, yes. It's very important. We don't want to sound like commercials, but, this is what we use, and we use it because we have gone to the left of that, to the right of that, and this is where we know works best for the application we're using it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, what's your website? The name of your website?
It's just CrawfordFishing.com.
Okay, CrawfordFishing.com. And if somebody wants to, you can, go online there, check out all the great stuff. And you can contact you through phone number, I hope?
Yeah, my phone number is 715-891-2715, and that's my cell phone. So up here in the Northwoods, we got a lot, but we still don't have the best cell towers. So your best bet would be to text me, or if you do call me and I don't pick up, just make sure you leave a voicemail, because, again, I will get back to you as soon as I can. But text, most generally, I get more than 98% of text than I do phone calls.
Right. And once again, his phone number is 715-891-2715. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Colin, thanks so much for coming on the air and talking about the big species that everybody's looking for the next couple of months, heading up if they get a weekend or maybe they got a late vacation. And, give Colin a buzz. Set up a trip. Go out and have some fun with them. And if you're not going to do it this year, book for next year. And you're always up in that beautiful northern part of Wisconsin. Colin, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com to
tell them Chauncey sent you.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. $9.95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For you can't beat this deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
Hey fishermen, come to the largest fishing yard sale of new and used fishing gear you can ever imagine on October 8th and 9th at 3 South 375 Herrick Road in Warrenville, Illinois. From 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., you'll find new and used fishing rods, reels, lures, still in their packaging, of all types, and even antique fishing items for collectors. There is something for everyone. 50% of all proceeds will be going to youth fishing programs in the area. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Trolling, 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 trolling.
This is Phil Piscitello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service. We take people out fishing in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoor Radio Show.
Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me, coming from the wilds of Western Michigan, we've got Tom Workman from Workman Outfitters. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chauncey, how you doing?
I'm trying to have a good time, and I keep thinking about you chasing fish on the Grand River and the White and the Manistee and the Muskegon and the, you know, the Black. Oh, my God, I can't even go through all the rivers. I'm getting crazy. But how's things looking for the next couple of months? Because there's a lot of activity coming out of Lake Michigan into these rivers and other places, right?
Oh, there sure is. I tell you, man, we're coming into the fourth quarter of the year, and things are looking really, really good, particularly for the salmon. I mean, the charter boat captains have been catching, you know, prior to the runs now of them starting to come into the river. They were catching 35-pound kings. And for the first time in a number of years, we had an alewife die-off, which tells you there's a lot of bait in the system.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely a lot of bait. And what a lot of people don't realize is the Michigan, I would have to say that's about 90% of the stocking for the Great Lake Michigan itself, for the salmon and steelhead and stuff like that. Not really. I mean, all the other states do participate with thousands and thousands of fish that they stock. But Michigan was the one who they do so much because there's such a huge return. And then there's the, they literally
what they didn't think was repropagating, the salmon spawn, those fish, they actually are spawning fish that are growing and returning back to the lakes. So it's been an interesting scenario in the state of Michigan, but it's only gotten us better fishing in those rivers.
Oh my gosh, has it ever? I mean, I tell you, Michigan has it all. I mean, you've got salmon, you got steelhead, you've got muskie, you got pike, you got smallmouth, largemouth, walleye, brown trout, brook trout. I mean, you don't have to go very far. You don't have to go out to the western states or Alaska, you know, to get your, you know, diversification of species. You can get it right in Michigan, and that's what I like about it and guiding in this state is that you can fish for almost every species that you want to fish for.
Yeah. And, you know, whether you want to take a three and a half, four or five hour trip, you're hitting these waters that these people want to go to. And you'll also tell people that, hey, this is where the fishing is hot. Let's go check out this river, right?
Correct. Yeah. You know, particularly the migratory species, they come in at different times, and so the different systems may get them a little earlier or a little later. But, I mean, we're covering those waters, and, you know, if it's good on one, we're going to redirect them up to that one, and if it's bad on another, then we'll go up to the ones that are productive and vice versa. So we're on them enough to know what's happening. We can get the, you know, people and our clients on fish.
Yeah, and once again, everybody, we're talking with Tom Workman of Workman Outfitters, who's based, you know, Grand Rapids and Western Michigan, but fishes a lot of different places up that way. Now, you know, really, this time of the year, September, you're still looking at the smallmouth in the river being active, wouldn't you say, or what?
Yeah, we're still running smallmouth trips, and that'll pretty much go through the end of September. Then October, we're fishing for salmon in the rivers, mixed in with a few smallmouth trips. And then come November, we're moving right on into steelhead, on the western Michigan rivers.
Mm. And once again, you know, the salmon that are coming in, they're big, it's like, you know, you're going to wrestle with a grizzly bear. And that's a lot of fun. And then when you, like I says, you roll out of the smallmouth, you roll out of the salmon, and you get into that steelhead fishing. Oh, my toes are curling, Tom. Oh, yes.
It's definitely the magical time of the year. I mean, you know, what's nice about that is there's not a lot of people on the rivers. There's the fishermen are in there and the steelhead are coming in, and I equate, you know, salmon are like a freight train. When you land them, steelhead are like, you know, trying to catch a bolt of lightning. They're a lot of fun to hook into.
Mm-hmm. And once again, you know, the smallmouth bass, you're using different kind of lures right now. What would you be going with right now for the smallies?
Yeah. So right now, if you're a spin fisherman, we're using what I call paddle tails, just search baits, flukes, again, those search baits, maybe some MEP spinners or some willow blades. But if we have to get down a little deeper, if they're a little finicky, we're using Ned rigs. So pretty much still some of that finesse type fishing. The smallmouth right now are kind of in that transitory period where they're starting to move out of their summer haunts into their fall and winter haunts, and so they're on the move, and so we're using different techniques for that. If you're a fly fisherman, again, a lot of streamers, and then we're starting to mix in some crayfish and leech patterns and going a little bit deeper to try to find those fish as well.
Do you have fly fishing gear?
Oh yeah, we do it all. We're an Orvis endorsed fly fishing outfitter.
Wow.
So we do fly fishing and we do spin fishing, and we teach people how to fly fish if they want to learn. So you know, we cover the whole gamut.
I learned something new, everybody.
I would even say too, if there are kids in the boat, I will bring bobbers and we will dunk shiners.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I had an 11-year-old boy out of California came on a 2-day guide trip with me, and he landed a master angler gar pike. So he was pretty excited about that.
Yes, he would be. And everyone, you know, this is. Before we go on into more about fishing, if you're going out with a guide, and I really don't mean this sarcastically for you, or but, you know, yes, you have your favorite rod, your favorite reel. Oh, I got this. I spent, you know, $300 on this rod and reel combination. I want to, you know what? Yes, it's nice that you have that. Use the guide stuff. He has it all rigged up. He's got it rigged up just the way you want it. He's got the right line. He's got this. He has this. He has that. Or if it's a female, you know, she could have all the right guide stuff. And so whatever you do, use the guide stuff. Don't have to drag all your stuff, because you're going to bring a tackle box full of stuff that you're not going to use. He's got everything that you're going to use. So just use his stuff.
I've had people show up with that, and I just kind of try to convince them, yeah, let's not take that, because what you have in there, you know, it won't work. And yeah. So you know, usually people understand that, but a lot of times people will say to me, oh, I have this and I really want to use it, and I say, okay, you know that will work, or no, that won't work. But some instances it does work and people want to use it, and that's okay. And then I'll like supplement that with like the lures or the flies that you know that we use. But yeah, 99.9% of our trips we're using our gear.
Yeah, just use your gear. It's a lot easier. You know, and the other thing we're talking about the smallmouth fishing, but then when you gravitate to salmon and steelhead, you may think that, oh, I've done salmon fishing on Lake Michigan. I've caught steelhead on Lake Michigan with Captain Tony on Diamond Ghost Charters, you know. But whoa. That's a big, wide, open bucket of water that you're fighting a fish in. When you're on whatever river that Tom's taking you to in western Michigan, that ain't it, right?
No, that's not it. I mean, we're in these small, kind of intimate rivers. And we're using light gear and tackle, and when you hook into one, it will take you for a ride.
Yes, it will, and it just gets crazier. I mean, and like I said, the salmon, it's pure bulk strength. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, you lay into a 20-plus king. I mean, it's the fight of a lifetime for you, and your arm's going to know about it for a couple of days. And then, as Tom said, you know, when the steelhead season starts in November, right? Was it November you said?
Yeah. Yep.
When that starts, he mentioned bolt of lightning. It's a dang torpedo. I mean, they can be in the back of the boat, in front of the boat in a drop of a second, and then they're going to clear water a couple of times, and then they're going to find the sunken trees and logs that are throughout these rivers and mess with your head on all of these. I mean, it is unbelievable. It is so exciting. Can you hear it in my voice? Do I want to go fishing?
Oh, yeah, and it's even hard to explain, to put it into words. I mean, as these fish are coming in hot out of Lake Michigan, yeah. I mean, they are dime bright. And if you're using, and if you're a fly fisher angler, and you're using our fly gear, they will put you into your into the backing. And it will just hum, and it's, you know, more, if they're coming in dime bright, you know, it's, yeah, hold on for a ride of your lifetime. Mm-hmm. It is something that a lot of people don't get to experience, but those that know it, I mean, they know it, and it becomes an addiction.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and once again, you know, Tom, Workman Outfitters here, I'm just going to pick the river, the Grand River. You could stay somewhere in or around Grand Rapids, which is a fun town to be in. The great places to eat, lots of neat little things. And, you know, you're 15 minutes from being in the wilds of Michigan. And you're sitting in Tom's boat looking at Grand Rapids all around you and catching fish.
Yeah. A lot of times, you know, we don't fish at the dam. There's 6th Street Dam that's there. A lot of people fish there. But we will run into downtown, and there's times you're fishing under the skyscrapers.
Yeah.
Of this fantastic urban fishery and this migratory corridor that all these fish come through.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, it's, you know, you can go into, you know, you can go fishing during the day. You can hop in and catch a basketball game in downtown Grand Rapids at night, and mm-hmm. then go to Founders Brewery in the evening and grab a beer, you know. So Grand Rapids has it all.
Yes. I think there was a seat at Founders Brewery with my name on it. But yeah, I mean, it's such a neat thing. But once again, when we start rolling into, for salmon, what kind of baits do you do in the fall in these rivers for salmon? Because you're not doing J plugs, and that's all big Lake Michigan stuff, right?
Yeah, no, we're not using J-plugs. So our program that we run is we use 9 foot 10 weights for fly gear. And basically we're using fly gear. And what we call is a chuck and duck method. So basically you put a piece of pencil lead hooked up to your fly line. You got a long leader with an egg pattern on there. And you are chucking that out in the river, and you're letting that bounce through, and in hopes of hooking a salmon. You can see the salmon in those rivers; they're getting ready to spawn and all that stuff. And so you target those with egg patterns and a chuck and duck method.
Mm-hmm. And just hold on to the rod.
And hold on to that rod. hold on to that rod, and because that drag will scream.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I mean, early on in my career, we started out using 8 weights, but these salmon have gotten so much bigger over the years that we've actually had to go up to account for that increase in weight and add 10 weights to our arsenal to be able to land those without breaking the rod.
Oh wow. Okay, we're talking with Tom Workman, everybody, Workman Outfitters. And I've talked about many times that I used to live in Western Michigan on a Boy Scout camp. And literally all these rivers that we're talking about, I mean, I have so many literally rushes of memory going through my mind as I'm talking to you, Tom. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that smallmouth. I remember those steelhead. I remember when that king came out of the water and it looked like Moby Dick and he just shook his head and snapped the line. I mean, it's just, there's so many literally internal rushes of memories I'm having, you know? That is so cool. I'm excited.
These Western rivers in Michigan are definitely a magical place to come and fish. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really are.
Oh, yeah. Now, when, as we mentioned, use your stuff for rod and reels because it's all set up, it's working fine, and everything's primo stuff. They should just dress for the weather, correct?
Correct, yep.
Have a camera.
Yep.
Bring something, don't bring the entire picnic basket from Yogi Bear, but, bring yourself something to eat and munch if you'd like. I figured that's okay to bring on the boat.
If you book a full day with us, we'll cook you a hot shore lunch is what we'll do during the salmon and steelhead runs.
No.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Nice hot shore lunch and, to rejuvenate and then get right back at it.
Oh, hey, if somebody's listening to this interview and they book a trip with you because they're listening to the show and they do a full day charter, I'm going to have them on there. I'm going to interview them because I want to hear about the shore lunch and the day that they had with you because that just sounds so much like fun. Oh, God, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's do it.
I'm jumping in the car. I got to go. Hey, Tom, what is, if I want to set something up with you, I'm listening to the program. So I want to call this guy, Tom Workman. What's the best way to get to you? To set up a charter.
So a couple different ways. You can go to our website, workmanoutfitters.com, and that's W-E-R-K, not O, but W-E-R-K-M-A-N.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Outfitters.com. Or, feel free to give me a call. My phone number is 616-502-4899. So you can call or text that, and that's the best way to reach us.
Yeah, give me that phone number again, 616-
502-4899.
And if you missed that number, just re-listen to the show on the, whether it's podcast or, download it from the internet on the website, the ESPN website, you can get the phone number again. But I just real quickly flashed over and I see these smallmouth. I see these pike. I see these bass. I see these, huge salmon steelhead photo. Oh, Tom, I got to come back home and go fishing.
Oh, man, if you're ever up this way, Chauncey, man, give me a holler.
Oh, I will. Everybody, Tom Workman, Workman Outfitters. That's Workman. That's WERKMANOUTFITTERS.com. Workman Outfitters. Give him a call. Check it out. Be part of the great outdoors. And you'll understand why I like Western Michigan then. Tom, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, man, you seen a bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Well, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know. And like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577, 314-580-2577, and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Director's Hunt, taking place on November 28th and 29th, right after Thanksgiving, at the new location, the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area in central Illinois near Springfield. This hunt will include lunch and a banquet dinner on the 28th, overnight lodging, as well as breakfast on the 29th. Hunting guides and dogs will be provided if needed. For more information, go to the ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org for special early bird pricing and save on groups of four. Make your plans. I'll be there. Get them.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hint of yellow. The bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hope you're enjoying the show with Bob and, you know, Captain Tony. Can't go wrong with Captain Tony and stuff. And then, you know, Colin Crawford up north in Wisconsin. Can't go wrong. But let's get to the 8-in fishing report so I don't get a phone call from my grandson. Here it is. Hey, Papa, we went to the Grand River with my... And my old buddies were excited. Okay, and my old buddies were excited. I came down, and they said that the smallies are moving around from their summer spots to their winter deeper spots, and they're all over the place. We saw salmon also by the 6th Street Dam, and some were huge. Mr. Bob hooked one and let me hold the rod, and it was a big fight. It also almost pulled me in, but Mr. Bob held the back of my jacket. Everyone was chanting, Aiden, Aiden, Aiden. But I was having a hard time keeping the rod up, and the fish popped the line. I told Mr. Bob sorry, but he said, Aiden, that's why it's called fishing. He is cool. The pike are also becoming more active on flashy baits or minnows that are in the water that you're hooked to. That's what the guys told me. I didn't see any caught when we were there. It was fun to see you. Oh, I look forward to seeing you this weekend, so let's have some fun. Your fishing magician and hockey star, Aiden. And that fishing report was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Oh, you got to love Aiden. You just got to love it. Hey, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that this fall, they're urging the public to hunt public land. And if you go onto their DNR website and look for the DNR Public Access Lands website page, you'll get more information about where to hunt on public lands locally in Wisconsin. I like that one. Michigan DNR has announced that the good salmon growth and everything else, slight increase in the alewife population, that next year they're looking for a 54% increase from 650 to 1 million spring fingerlings of coho chinook salmon in Lake Michigan. Wow, that's going to set it off real well. Hey, there's a lot of mushrooms grown in the woods, but, you know, make sure you have the proper books or the proper app on your face, your smartphone, and you're only picking those that are healthy and safe, because picking a bad mushroom could really mess your life up, okay? Oh, got that, and let's see what else. Well, I can't hear the flute playing, so that must end the show. Man, I don't get enough time. This is from Nez Pierce, and it says, every animal knows more than you do. If you watch them, you will learn. Every animal knows more than you do. If you watch them, you will learn. That's very true. The more I've watched the animals when I'm out fishing or hunting, the more I learn about all of nature that's around me. And I might teach them a thing or two, but I learn more from them than they do from me. Hey, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch, or the fish I'm going to catch for my grandson this weekend. We borrow it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.